EasyJet, the airline with the famously orange branding, has ditched a piece about the Orange Order's 12th of July celebrations from its in-flight magazine because one customer, a nationalist blogger, complained about it. Their magazine often tells travellers about events and festivals taking place in various destination cities. But one of those features on Belfast listed the 12th of July and told travellers that hundreds of colourful parades take place across Northern Ireland on the 12th of July bank holiday to commemorate the 1690 Battle of the Boyne. It then said this: they're great to watch, just check ahead for travel disruptions and advice. Those appear to be the offending words that prompted a complaint from a local blogger who was reading the magazine, and in his blog he asks whether the airline would encourage tourists heading to Serbia to visit festivals which might exacerbate ethnic cleansing. EasyJet has since exacerbated ethnic tensions, I think is what he said. EasyJet has since apologised for including the 12th of July in their listings. They say they rely on locally based writers to provide copy for the magazine and that they will not be working again with the writer responsible for that orange listing. He's been sacked, and they promise not to publish details of the 12th of July again in their recommendations listings. Dr. David Hume from the Orange Order is on the line. David, good afternoon to you.
Hi, William.
What do you make of this?
I'm appalled, William. It really is ludicrous. I mean, I'm a customer of EasyJet as well, and I'll be using their services next week. And I'm just appalled that they've taken a decision on the basis of one person making this sort of complaint. I think that there'll be a lot of our members, all of our members, in fact, will be very disappointed. Some people will find it very hurtful that this has been the case, and a lot of those are customers of EasyJet. So I think at the top of the programme, I would just like to invite the powers that be at EasyJet to come and visit our new museum that's been opened and to let us explain to them why it's very important that the cultural package that is on offer from the Orange Institution and the community we represent is not dealt with in this way.
And if the person who wrote that listing, incidentally, a local writer, unnamed, who has been sacked by EasyJet for writing that, would like to get in touch with us today, we'd love to hear your reaction to what's happened as this story has unfolded. 08459 555 678, 2p per minute. That's the number to get you through. David, you say it's hurtful. Why is it hurtful?
Well, I think a lot of people will see it as, you know, a demonisation of the Orange Order again. And that this company has taken that decision on the basis of one complaint, as far as we understand it. And there's a lot of very positive, constructive work going on within the institution. And in relation to the 12th of July, in relation to flagships, where we cooperate with the tourist authorities. And I think all of that needs to be remembered. And to try and demonise this is very, very wrong. And it will appall a lot of people. I mean, people have contacted us already this morning about it from within the institution to say they're very angry. And it will also be very hurtful to a lot of people because of the nature of this incident now with EasyJet.
Jude Collins, the writer and broadcaster, is with us in the studio. Jude, what's so offensive about this ad?
Well, I have some sympathy with EasyJet, actually, because if you have visitors, you want to try to sell the place to them. So you plump up the cushions and you hoover the floor and you wash the windows and so on. And that's quite natural. But if you're trying to sell or rent a house to somebody, I think you should tell them if there's a dead horse in one of the rooms.
This is a dead horse.
Well, the fact of the matter is that all the things that David is suggesting are true. I mean, for many people, it's a day out, it's a bit of fun, it's an innocent parade and so on. But for half the population here, they have no affinity whatsoever with it. And actually, to a greater or lesser extent, they feel affronted by it. The origins of the Orange Order are steeped in blood. Its rulings are anti-Catholic. It says things about the sacrifice of the Mass, which are definitely insulting. And if you're a Catholic, you can't join it. If your wife's a Catholic, you can't join it. If you're seen attending a Catholic service, you can't. So all that is part of the Orange Order, as well as the good things that David would suggest. I don't for a moment say that all orange men or all orange parades are sectarian. But there are strong elements of that. And history has proved it. Andy Boyd, read Andy Boyd's book.
This is a magazine which includes listings for people who might be travelling to Prague or Paris or wherever. Tell you what's going on. If you're coming to Belfast during the July fortnight, this is going on? I mean, shouldn't they tell people that this massive event is taking place if you happen to be flying into Belfast? Or, I mean, it looks now like EasyJet is going to ban all references in its listings to the 12th of July.
I think, William, that's where, the Grand Lodge many years ago, because the tourist board effectively was ignoring the 12th of July in that way, we started a process of meeting with the tourist board, and the process then led to the flagship concept, which we have in 2006. And I mean, Jude's point, we're not saying that everybody has to go to the 12th, everybody wants to go to the 12th, a lot of people not buy into the 12th, obviously, but I still feel that this is a total overreaction in terms of what was said in the article and what was complained about by the blogger. I think EasyJet have just overreacted to that. There's lots of areas in Europe even. I mean, EasyJet fly to Spain. There's a town in Spain called Onarribia where there's a disputed parade there between communities. And does EasyJet, make no reference then to culture in Spain or the cultural differences that there might be? These are very important questions. And nobody is perfect, and nobody's saying the Orange Order is perfect.
I don't think, David, it makes sense, really, to present the Orange Order as being some benign orange fest. I mean, whether we like it or not, it is a divisive force, annually at least, in a divided society.
But you want to ban all references it to?
No, I'm not.
You say you're sympathetic to EasyJet. They're banning it.
I'm sympathetic to them. Of course, they want to sell the place. They're going to say there's interesting things here. But in this case, there is a whole, as I say, dead horse attached to it. And except you address that dead horse and get rid of it, or change it in such a way that the room becomes habitable, then I think you are mis-selling what you've got.
I get that. One man's dead horse is another man's white horse with King Billy on it. There's no agreement on this.
It can
be divisive.
Exactly.
But what is offensive about this language? Hundreds of colourful parades take place across Northern Ireland on the 12th week. I mean, we know
it's not offensive,
They're great to watch. Check ahead for local disruptions, travel advice, sort of thing.
It's not offensive so much as misleading. It's misleading in that it tells the truth, but it doesn't tell the whole truth.
What should it say?
In the second half. Well, they've got a very hard sell. They could say, for half the population here, it is a wonderful day out. However, for the other half of the population, it is seen as controversial and has led to violence again and again over the centuries.
That's not much of a listing, is it?
That's right. And the choice they have is, are you going to tell the whole truth? Are you going to only tell a partial truth? Or you just keep your trap shut? I suggest that they maybe don't mention it.
Don't mention it. There you are. So ban it.
No, I'm suggesting that they don't mention it. I'm not banning it.
That's what they're going to do.
Well, I think if they start talking about it, they should
sack the guy who wrote these words.
Maybe that's not the right path, but if they're going to talk about the Orange Order, and I would extend this to all reporting of the 12th. If they're going to describe it, they should describe the thing in its entirety.
David Hume.
Not the superficial.
That's actually from David.
I think, Jude, that's just a complete overreaction. I think that the one thing we should remember as well is that there are thousands of people who come to Northern Ireland to see the 12th, because we always focus on the people who leave and go on holidays. We forget about the thousands who come in to view the 12th, and from all over the world. Our museum, for example, opened on the 24th of June. Since then, we've had over 1,800 visitors, including many international visitors. That's an average of 300 a week. So there is an interest in the Orange Order and the Orange tradition and the Orange culture. And, I mean, Jude is right. We need to move forward in our society where all of these cultural streams are catered for, not ignored and not brushed aside. And how do you bring people forward? How do you bring those cultural products forward if you don't work with them and work hard with them? And if they're just demonised in the way that EasyJet have done, and to some extent Jude referring to dead horses and so on too, that will achieve nothing, and it will only keep a problem there. And really what we all need to be doing is looking at the cultural offering that Northern Ireland has to encourage tourists to come to Northern Ireland to spend, because that's what we want. And it doesn't matter whether they're spending in Protestant properties or buildings or restaurants or wherever else, or Roman Catholic ones, they're still spending for the entire community.
They're spending, but David, a lot of other people are heading to EasyJet and other flights and getting out of the country as quickly as they can.
No, but it's a natural time for people to go on holiday.
It's more than that, David, and I think you know that.
But it is.
An awful lot of people, including myself, leave the North if they can. Many people who can't afford to have to stay, and many of them find it a very tough time.
But it is a natural time for people to go on holidays in the summer, and that is...
Well, that's true, But I think the exodus from here is not totally unrelated to the fact